You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jam.
CDC has updated its mask guidance, recommending everyone, vaccinated or not, wear their masks indoors. Of course, this is in light of the increase of the Delta variant that is 1,000 times more potent than the original Alpha version. Mayor Lucas is going to make an announcement this morning. Folks say that he's more than likely going to reinstitute the mask mandate in Kansas City. Of course, we'll keep our eye on that and update you as soon as that announcement is made. Big news yesterday, Simone Biles pulled out of the women's gymnastics all-around final. Says she want to focus on her mental health, man.
Yeah, I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
It is a new day and it's a new athlete. And kudos to her and Naomi Osaka for taking a stand and doing what's right for them. They would have been ridiculed to death if that was 20 years ago. So they should be applauded and saluted for what they're doing.
People are still ridiculing them.
Yeah.
There are folks who say that the Olympic spirit, the competitive edge for athletes of this caliber, you just don't do stuff like that in their minds.
Well, they've been stuck under a rock, because it's a new day and people are having new thoughts. We get new information every day about mental health and its effect on people. Nothing but kudos for those young ladies.
Medal count. The U.S. is in first place with 30 medals, followed by China with 24. And Japan is coming in third place with 20 medals.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620s. Today, look for highs in the upper 90s. Sunny, very warm and humid. Heat advisory is still in effect. Right now, you clear 75 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Photos of Kanye West's living space inside the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta have surfaced online. And they're not swanky digs at all.
No.
It's like a little twin-size bed in the corner. He got a couple pairs of sneakers, some clothes, a TV, a clock on the wall, and some workout equipment. That's it.
Yeah, he living like one of them dorms in school days.
Definitely ain't having no company. You think a chick gonna sleep on that twin bed with him?
Oh, most certainly. There's women out there waking up on the air mattress right now. They alarm going off on their iPhone.
I ain't slept in a twin bed with a dude since college, for real.
I beg your pardon?
What?
Me and Jerry used to share, my little brother, we used to share a bed.
But y'all was little kids.
Nah, we weren't no little kids.
Ew, how old was y'all?
Bro, I was like 14, 15?
No, sir.
And Jared was 10?
Absolutely not.
9, 10, 11, somewhere around there.
You know how when you wake up in the morning, you know, good morning, world. No?
Nah, that ain't how I wake up.
It's not?
Maybe Kanye wakes up like that in Atlanta.
When you was like 4, that's the height of nothing.
Megan
Thee Stallion is teaming up with Revlon for Hot Girl Sunset Makeup Collection.
Money making, money making, money. Gotta love it.
I mean, everything Megan touch is turning to gold right now, boy.
It is. And everything Tory Lanez touching is not good.
So they got an eyeshadow and face palette, a pair of false eyelashes, and lip gloss packaged in an orange pouch with Hot Girl printed in metallic lettering. It's just going to be 450 sets that will be released to the public at about $40.
$40.
So you need to get this, because your girl is into makeup. That if it's only going to be 450, do you know how many hot meals that equates to? At least 20.
I get plenty of those.
You get her the exclusive Megan Thee Stallion Hot Sunset Girl Collection.
She got enough stuff as is. Okay, she's always doing the Ivy Park Beyonce stuff.
I'm trying to teach you something.
She be all right.
Ignore me. I'm just trying to teach you something.
I'm learning, but she be all right. She got too much stuff.
How about Rick Ross doesn't have a license despite owning, they say, hundreds of vehicles?
You own 100 cars and don't have a driver's license. But more importantly, I'm filling out everything for my driver's license and they asked me, are you an organ donor? And you know what I said? Damn, if something was to happen to me and they looked inside of me and saw how good my heart was.
Gold star for Rick Ross.
Where them lemon pepper wings at?
Now, where the lemon pepper thighs at? Because we be going to the Wingstop and I be searching for them thighs. They ain't got none yet.
I don't want no thighs.
Yeah, what? Excuse me? Dark meat chicken is the best. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Kourtney Kardashian says that Travis Barker, her man, his 15-year-old daughter, calls her stepmom.
You're not my dad!
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Why? What's the big deal?
A lot of women don't like that. My man's daughter, she calls me mommy, and I have to stop her because she's got a mother, and I don't want to be disrespectful to her mother. But when her mother be getting on my nerves, I be wanting to tell her.
Don't do it. Please don't do it. Please don't do it.
I don't do it because I know she'll punish her for that. But, you know, she loves me. It's nothing wrong with that.
It for real, look, that speaks to your presence and how you are. Because with my second mama, and she was technically my stepmother, but she meant so much more to me than just the word step. It just didn't do justice to our relationship.
Well, your mother's not a hater. I mean,
no, she's not.
If you a hater, you got a problem with it. I mean, I would think that as many people who loved my child as humanly possible is what I would want. But you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes other stuff comes at play, but anywho.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Oh my goodness! So just last night, this girl owed me $20, right? I asked her for my $20. Okay, I know she don't have it, right? So I said, why don't you go on and bring my niece here for $10, and we can knock the debt off, right? She wanted to start talking out the left side of her neck last night because everybody was around. And going off, I'm mad because you owe me $20, and you get mad because I asked you for my $20. Mm-hmm. And not even the $20, I only asked you for half of the $20 that you owe me. Come on now. What do they do that at?
Was this a Mad Dog 2020 involved in this situation?
Girl, I gave her $20 so she can get a boo.
Okay, I knew it had to be something that involved in it.
She tried to get me. Yeah. She was like, why don't you gonna go to the, you know, the man and be like, get credit. I was like, nah, man, I don't do credit for nobody else. Let me give you this $20 and you just pay me back the $20. And now she don't want to give me the $20. And now she finna get evicted out of her apartment. So she want to come and kick down my door because she ain't got nowhere to go.
Dang.
But guess what I did, y'all?
What you
guess
do?
I called KC Finest owner. Sure did.
Oh, ho, brother, ho, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
Called KC Finest owner.
And reported her for $20 that you owe for? Oh, destruction of property.
Destruction of property.
Oh, she kicked your door in for real.
She tried to. The lock didn't let her. But it was destruction of property. Yes. Yes.
Don't tell the police about the weed, though. That's going too far.
The story, it unfolded. I told the police.
She told them.
I can tell she heard it.
I can't buy cigarillos. I can't buy a sweet one.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's going to be so hot today, Brian. So hot the cows will be producing evaporated milk.
That's a good one, Shay.
It's going to be so hot today, Brian. Chickens are laying hard-boiled eggs.
Don't go to Chick-fil-A.
Two Capitol Police officers and two D.C. Metropolitan Police officers testified yesterday in the first hearing of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol. I got teary-eyed watching the testimony of these officers. Brian, it was just awful to listen to them describe what happened to them. Mm-hmm. And for some of our very own elected officials to act as though this was not a big deal was disparaging. And I can only imagine what these officers and their families felt like not being supported by the people that they were charged to protect.
It's ridiculous in this era of politics, Shay. It's like, it seems like party comes before what's right.
Capitol Police Officer Aquilino Gonell talked about what he experienced on that fateful day, Brian.
I do my best to keep politics out of my job. But in this circumstance, I responded. Well, I voted for Joe Biden. Does my vote not count? Am I nobody?
That was actually Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, Brian.
The rioters call me a traitor, a disgrace, and shouted that I, an army veteran and a police officer, should be executed.
Just awful to hear them talk about that. One officer said that he had never had anyone utter the N-word to him in his 40 years of being on Earth until January 6th, when the insurrectionists just disparaged them. One officer, Daniel Hodges, he actually suffered a mild heart attack as he was being beaten by the crowd.
I was effectively defenseless and gradually sustaining injury from the increasing pressure of the mob. Directly in front of me, a man seized the opportunity of my vulnerability, grabbed the front of my gas mask, and used it to beat my head against the door. He switched to pulling it off my head.
How can you go home to your family after that happened and then hear the politicians make light of this situation as if it were not a serious situation? I believe every last person that was on those grounds and anybody who participated in any way, especially if they put their hands on officers, needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Absolutely, because it would happen to any one of us if we did it. You know, just imagine what we see on the streets, man.
And I wonder where the Blue Lives Matter folks are. These are officers. These are people who were sworn to protect and serve. And one of the gentlemen talked about how he finally made it home 4 o'clock in the morning to his family. His wife was so happy to see him. She thought he had passed away during this situation and wanted to hug him and couldn't because there was just chemical all over his uniform from, you know, them trying to subdue the crowd with pepper spray and whatever else they could use to get them off. He said he slept for 2 hours, jumped back up, and went back to help get control of that situation.
Wow. And like you said, for the politicians just to be kind of playing it off, it screams to the sickness of this country right now and where we are.
Another hearing is expected to be held in a couple of weeks. Maybe more testimony. Hopefully this ends the correct way. Yeah. I would tell these politicians, you don't want to end up on the wrong side of history, boy.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Don't be so hot today, Brian. I had to call one of my exes so I could be around something shady. No?
No.
Okay, what about this one? It's so hot. I bought some bread from Price Chopper. By the time I made it home, it was toast.
Was it an English muffin?
No, it was toast.
You made me laugh so hard I had to cough.
So, today we're expecting Mayor Lucas to follow suit behind the CDC and change its masking guidelines, asking folks to wear masks indoors, vaccinated or unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm. We knew this was coming. Delta variant going wild in Missouri. It's ridiculous right now. He had no other choice.
So we're waiting to get that announcement soon. Social distancing, of course, mask wearing and cleanliness are the weapons that we can use to try to stay COVID-free, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the mask, you can see the social distancing, but the cleanliness you cannot see. Actress Mila Kunis and her husband Ashton Kutcher talked about their cleanliness. It's probably a good thing that they found each other, Brian, because they both admitted that they're not really into bathing every day.
I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower very much anyway.
Okay.
But
okay.
When I had children, I also didn't wash them every day. Like, I wasn't the parent that bathed my newborns ever.
Now, here's the thing. If you can see the dirt on them, clean them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no point.
Excuse me?
Is that nasty or not?
Excuse me. That's one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard in my life. Seriously. And then me being a bigger guy, I've always been bigger throughout my life for the most part. But it was always an emphasis that you had to stay clean because people already have these preconceived notions about people, you know, that are more, a little more fluffier.
Yeah, so nasty, fat, nasty. Right. That's the
yeah,
term.
Yeah, so I always had to make sure that, you know, I was right. We in the 3-shower minimum weather today. So I'll definitely be taking 3 of those. So that's just like, I can't identify with that at all. And it was times I didn't have hot water too. You still got to make it happen, Captain.
The Mayo Clinic says that bathing babies too often can dry out their skin. And that they do not recommend daily showers for kids the ages 6 to 11.
They don't recommend what for human beings 6 to 11?
I beg your pardon?
Excuse me?
The parents, Ashton and Mila, they said that they wash their armpits and their crotches daily. But, you know, the other parts of their body, they don't.
The other parts of your body don't get dirty. You don't collect things from around. That's just disgusting, fam. Seriously.
I think that there are more people than you know who don't
I'm
bathe
sure
daily.
Are.
And this is why, you know, this conversation that we're having about this coronavirus and how to keep ourselves safe is important. We don't know what our fellow man is doing.
Yeah, you would think it would be regular routine to wash your hands when you come out the bathroom, but how many times do you see people not do that?
Right here in this radio station. I ain't gonna call it no day.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the upper 90s. Sunny, very warm and humid. Heat advisory still in effect for the town. Right now, you are partly sunny in 76 in North Kansas City. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends.
Come on, man. Leo season, baby.
Delfeo Marcellus, jazz musician, is 56 today.
Uh-huh.
Reality star and girlfriend of Nelly, Chantel Jackson, is 37. You remember the rapper Afro Man?
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom.
He's 47 years old today.
I was 16 when that came out.
And he's the best that ever did it. Let him tell it.
She make it clap.
To my soldier boy. He's 31 years old today.
Big Draco. Happy birthday all my Leos born on July 28th.
R. Kelly's attorneys have responded to the new allegations against the singer in his federal sex trafficking cases. As we talked about earlier this week, new court documents say that R. Kelly sexually abused a 17-year-old male that he met at a Chicago McDonald's. Kelly's attorney, Nicole Blank Becker, said that the prosecutors are carrying out a smear campaign against her client.
How can you defend that dude?
In a statement, she said, quote, "This is nothing more than a veiled effort to pile on to further shape the public's perception in this case, ignoring that Mr. Kelly is presumed innocent until proven otherwise." Adding that the singer's legal team will vigorously oppose the evidence being presented in court. She ended the statement by saying, quote, "As the trial nears, we are looking forward to the truth prevailing." So initially, DaBaby defended his comments that he made during his Rolling Loud performance, where he talked about HIV and AIDS and folks who are in the LGBTQ community. Now he's walking it back and apologizing. He tweeted, "I tell fans to put a cell phone light in the air. Y'all start a million man march. I told y'all digested that wrong, but I ain't gonna lie. I'm impressed. Now show the same amount of support when a racist cop killed one of our black asses. You're not." Then he apologized on a video where he talked about being insensitive to folks who were affected by AIDS and HIV.
It's bad for business, and he knows it.
So Dua Lipa, is that how you say that?
I have no clue.
Apparently he did a song with her. Well, she came out, of course, denouncing what he said and, you know, recognizing her fans who she say are largely a part of the LGBTQ community.
So is his.
Boosie, he says that his Instagram account was banned due to racism. So Adam Mosseri, he's the head of Instagram, Brian. He was on a radio show talking about why Boosie was banned from IG.
No, why does Boosie keep getting taken down, Adam?
We got to draw the line somewhere. It's a nudity policy. We try to be clear. You can appeal, but if you get too many strikes, the thing, you know, things
now,
happen.
What's nudity? Because I flagged Kim Kardashian 10,000 times. Remember when Kim posted a picture of a nipple?
Okay,
one
hater.
Time?
Why would you do that?
Because they don't take her down, but they take everybody else down, so I flagged it.
If she posts a picture of a nipple, it's getting taken down.
Does Instagram understand culture, though, right? Because you got people like Lil Duval, Lil Bootsy, whose page always get taken down. And it could be for doing things like using the N-word. But they're using it in, like, the context of, that's my N-word.
Yeah.
But it'll get taken down for, like, racial slurs.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's tough because, no, we don't understand culture perfectly at all. Just to be super clear, you can't at our scale.
Oh, wow. You probably shouldn't admit that on that show.
Well, Simone Biles has dropped out of the Olympics individual all-around competition, which has begun a conversation, Brian, whether or not elite athletes can prioritize their own mental health or should they just soldier through.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's so hot today, Brian. It's so hot, I saw a chicken lay an omelet.
Where are you getting these from, man?
It's so hot outside, Brian. I saw a chicken poop scrambled eggs.
You got a 5-year-old niece or something that you getting his from?
You don't like my jokes?
They're nice and funny, Shay. I laughed on the inside.
Viewership is down 37% in this year's Olympics, but the controversy is still hella high, Brian. Simone Biles is the latest athlete who has prioritized her mental health and backed out of Olympic competition. Critics of Simone say that elite athletes have to be able to manage through adversity. That is what separates them from us.
Well, this is her navigating through adversity, I would argue. Michael Jordan retired in 1993 at the height of his powers after a three-peat. Why? Stress. Andrew Luck, quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, or former quarterback, retired in 2019 because of similar situations. And neither one of those guys were vilified for that.
Do you think that it has something to do with these being female athletes? Or, until you just said that, I never thought about that. What do you think the difference is then?
Black female athletes. I don't know, Shay. I think because maybe the Olympics every 4 years, maybe people think they don't work as hard when they probably work harder than other athletes, because you got to be the best in the world, literally, in the Olympics to compete. I can't put my finger on it, Shay. All I know is, man, is that, you know, it's a new day with these athletes, man. They not finna take your criticism. You know what you can do with it. And they're not, they're gonna do what they wanna do and what's for the best interest of them.
I can admit, I've not been good about putting my own mental health first. All of my life, I've been taught that you soldier on, that you've got to do what's best for everybody and not even what's best for yourself personally.
I was taught that same thing, Shay. Work first, think about whatever else later.
Kansas City, what do you think about this? Should athletes be allowed to prioritize their mental health or should they soldier on?
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So you're bringing in pets, check on the elderly.
Yeah.
Drink water, especially those working outside today. Because it's so hot, I saw the devil buying a box fan. No?
Keep reaching for the stars, Shay.
Okay, I got one more. It's so hot, I saw a squirrel picking up nuts with a pot holder. Like an oven mitt?
We got it. You get that from the Muppet Babies? Look at you snorting on air. Look at you.
I thought that was funny.
Laughing at your own jokes.
What's not funny is the conversations that folks are having about some of our most elite athletes. Simone Biles made an announcement on yesterday that, look, I'm not feeling mentally prepared to compete in the Olympics. Renew Andrew. A lot of folks was like, hey, fam, you're already out there. Why not just soldier through? And this is something that I've been told my entire life, Brian. Mm-hmm. Especially when you've been given an opportunity. You're like, look, you got to make the best of this thing, man.
Same here, Shay. Put your head down, chop wood, and go to work. But it's different in 2021 as opposed to how I grew up, how you grew up. Because the criticism for athletes is nonstop. It's nonstop. The news, the 24-hour news cycle, you got your social media, and people are down your throat all the time. And Simone Biles is different for her. She's not representing a city like Patrick Mahomes or LeBron James. She's representing an entire country. So everybody got something to say about what she's doing. I don't blame her.
And with her being the type of athlete she is, where she's literally head and shoulders above all the rest of her competition, mm-hmm. she talked about feeling as though she was carrying the whole team on her back.
She was. Name somebody else on the Olympic squad.
I can't.
For gymnastics.
Blame. Oh, I can. Jordan Childs. I know her.
The average person can't. And that speaks to your point.
So the question is, should elite athletes be told, hey man, you got to soldier through, or can they prioritize their mental health?
With the type of gymnastics that she's doing, don't you know if her mind is not 100% into what she's doing, she could possibly flip or fall and kill herself? So I can understand what she's doing, because she has to be all in or all out. So she's doing the right thing. If her mind is not in it, don't do it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. Go ahead with your comment.
I do think that mental health is very important. A lot of people in the Black community, we just ignore it and put it to the side. But then on the other hand, it's the Olympics. Like, you got to push through, and this is your back-to-back chance to ever do it, and nobody's done it. You should have pushed through and did this.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing that.
All right.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Do this real fast. It's so hot, Brian. Mm. Everyone's wearing sweatpants today. No? You didn't get that?
No.
Like, all your pants are sweaty.
Because
we're
sweating?
Yeah.
No, okay. Gold star.
Okay. It's so hot that I put ice cubes in my waterbed. No.
It's people listening right now saying, what the hell is a waterbed? And they all 15 and under.
I'm out here trying to be entertaining. You're knocking me down. It's all good.
It might knock you down. Get out of here.
Simone Biles has decided that she doesn't want to compete in the Team Olympics. That was announced on yesterday. A lot of conversation has ensued after that announcement was made. Some folks are like, hey, look, you're an elite athlete. Aren't you competing? While others are saying, listen, we're in a new millennium. We want to encourage young people to put their mental health first.
Absolutely, man. People be going crazy. And I'm, Shay, I need to be honest to say that when the mental health conversation started, probably about last decade, 2014, 2015 is when it really started to get mainstream. I kind of looked at it like, what? Can you just can't push through that a little bit? But now, Shay, being older and going through more things, last year really tested my mental health. It did, in a lot of ways. Going through Trump and what he was doing, pandemic, George Floyd, all the protests and everything, I was really going through it. So I can really empathize with Simone Biles or any athlete, any world-class athlete that's going through this thing, man. Criticism is something to take from somebody who don't know exactly what you have to do to get to where you at.
That's the truth. Many folks don't know what it takes to be on that level and the amount of mental fortitude you have to have in order to inhabit those spaces. In 2015, I was going through some things and I went and got help. Every Thursday, I would have an appointment with Dr. RJ and go through some things that I've been carrying around since my childhood.
And you were a better woman after that, weren't you?
Yeah. It all got so bad. I was arguing with people in the street, you know, and I'm so much. You see how calm I am? Nothing rattles me anymore. Mm-hmm. I used to be a very angry person, and I had to get help for it. And I've been all the better for it. What do you think about folks who are calling Simone Biles on the carpet for putting her mental health before the Olympic Games?
I am currently in school getting my second degree, and I'm actually studying psychology. So I think this is really a big discussion that we need to have as a society, because I do think that, you know, we are all brought up in times where it's kind of, you do a little bit of sacrificing for the greater good. And I think that we kind of have overlooked that if we don't take care of ourselves first, then we're not going to have that positive outcome by all of those sacrifices. If everybody continues to sacrifice and not take care of themselves, then that's when you get a society that we have now where everybody is miserable. And miserable people make bad decisions. Miserable people make miserable decisions. And if you have people who are happy and who are taking care of themselves, you know, that's whenever you are going to then again see a society that is thriving. Now you've got people who are spending their lives, you know, working 40, 50, 60 hours a week just to provide for their families. And I mean, I get it. You have to do what you have to do to provide, you know, for your family. I'm doing the same thing every day. But I think with the pandemic and everything that's happened, people really had a chance to just sit back for a second and say, wait a minute, you know, what am I really doing with my life? What, like, of quality? You know, I'm doing all of this for money, and I'm not taking care of myself mentally. You look around at what's happening to society, I think that it's because people aren't taking care of themselves individually. And so at the end of the day, when is somebody going to say, like, you know what, yes, like, we have to stop this, we have to take care of ourselves. Otherwise, what future do we have for our children, for our grandchildren? Like, what are we showing them?
Thank you for calling up and sharing that this morning. Have a good day, all right?
You too, thank you.
Bye-bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820 today. Look for highs in the upper 90s. That heat advisory still in effect for the town. Right now, you are sunny at 76 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
One time for our QB, Patrick Mahomes. Not only has he brought a championship back home after 50 years of not having one, he done made Whataburger, opened up 7 locations in the area, and now he just signed on to purchase ownership into Sporting KC.
Woo, and he owned a piece of the Royals too.
Most definitely.
So Patrick Mahomes establishing himself as the king of Kansas City, undisputed. And pay attention, y'all. When people like Patrick Mahomes are investing in this city, your eyes need to be wide open because some stuff about to happen.
Oh, the town is really on the come up.
Yeah,
and there's people who don't even understand that, but it really is.
New airport, man, y'all better get with it, man.
Former President Barack Obama has bought a stake in NBA Africa. It's a new entity that's set up in the continent. Say he bought a minority equity stake through his foundation, and he would use any profits to fund Obama Foundation's youth and leadership programs in Africa.
Gotta love that. Still being presidential after you get out of office. Somebody could take a note or two from him, huh?
And you know he loves basketball, so this is right in line with what he enjoys.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I'd open up like a radio school or something.
Where at?
Here? Probably online. Don't nobody want to come in person and do nothing no more.
Nah, they don't. Zoom radio calls with Shay. Zoom air check meetings with you. Lord.
I'd be off the chain. I probably have my scarf on, but I'd be like, look, this is still serious business.
You're going to have your bonnet on. Don't let Monique see you, Shay.
I said my scarf. So Simone Biles' boyfriend, Jonathan Owens, he said he's proud of his lady. Bump y'all, okay?
I know that's right. You better stay on that money train, man. You better rep for your lady.
He plays in the NFL. I didn't know that. What team he plays for?
What's his name again?
Jonathan Owens. He's 26 years old.
Jonathan Owens. That the name isn't familiar. I have to do my Googles.
Do your Googles and Schmoogles real fast and tell us who he plays for. Because I didn't know. I remember I read that they found each other on socials.
He might be on like the practice squad or something.
Man. That's messed up, Brian.
Look. All right. Look, practice squad players, they still get, you know, the 100,000 whatever or something. You know, you're still in the league, but you on the practice squad, fam.
I wonder why they didn't include the team he plays for, Jonathan Owens, right?
I'm telling you.
Simone Biles, man. That's what I'm going
He went to Mo West? Excuse me? He went to Mo West. Somebody might know him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Missouri Western University is up there in St. Joe. In 2018, okay, he played with the Cardinals. Then a year later, he joined the Texans practice squad. Told you. Yeah.
See, you was trying to be funny.
Oh, no, I was keeping it real. When was what? Practice squad players? Derek Jeter was on the practice squad. And he played in the playoffs for the Chiefs. See, there you go.
So the Chiefs begin their training camp today. Season ticket holders, y'all can show up and enjoy yourselves out in that heat.
Y'all.
You're included in that, y'all, because you have season tickets. I don't.
I won't be going up there this week, but maybe 2 or 3 weeks from now, I definitely got to go up there. It's a tradition. Me and my dog, Big Reese, we go up there, check out the training camp, get our coaching on, try to coach the players up, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully they'll let us on the field this time, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think they are, friend.
Come on, Coach Reed. You know you need some offensive line help. I got you, dog. Oh, I can coach him up.
Oh, my gosh. One time for LeVar Burton, he premiered yesterday as the guest host of Jeopardy. A lot of folks have been excited about him, and they think that he should be the one to take over.
I think he should fit in like a glove with Jeopardy. He would, and he's very well-spoken. And the nostalgia factor for folks like you and I who grew up watching him on Reading Rainbow. Yeah, we would love that.
Take a look.
Come on, sing it.
It's in a book, The Reading Rainbow.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Ebony.
All right, Ebony, let's see what you got.
One money for your vest, they ain't gonna pass me. You should think about it. Take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard B.
When the printer clear part, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. And when a player try to holler at you, drop it like it's hot. I'm what? Sorry.
When a player like try to holler at you.
What? I'm pressed for time. I was shocked I got in. So, look. That's a remix. Y'all can take the remix.
She was
I'm
at fine. Bob's in motion. That's why she was like, trying to holler at her.
Buddy, you just got registered for your chance to get $1,000 at High Summer Cash. Don't spend all that on them Bob's drinks, all right?
Oh, my God.
Is she don't pay for drinks at Bob's. How dare you?
He owned that hen dog.
One drink at Bob. You only need one.
Right, and somebody buying it for you.
Very much.
Tell Kansas City what morning show you waking up with.
Hot 103 Jams with Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
We gonna get me a drink.
Heating up your summer. Win $1,000 in hot summer cash.
I know that's right. Throw that money over here.
We are Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
We are now in the middle of summer, but it's never too late for some practical and potentially life-saving tips from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Wear sunscreen, especially babies and children. People of all complexions and skin tones need protection from the sun and the UV rays. Avoid dehydration. Before outdoor activities, children should drink freely and not feel thirsty. Once you're thirsty, it's almost too late. Kids should always have water or a sports drink available and drink every 20 minutes while active in the heat. The inside of a car can reach dangerous temperatures quickly, even when temperatures are not that hot outside. Never leave your child alone in a car. And if you have an infant or a child who is too young to talk, always check the back seat for them before leaving the car. are less experienced swimmers and children under the age of 5 in or around water should always have an adult within arm's reach. Preferably, the adult will know how to use CPR. Summer is a favorite time of year for so many. Let's keep it safe and enjoyable. Thank you for tuning in with Dr. RJ on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jams. Happy summer.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.